Live from State Street in the heart of Chicago, you are listening to the new home of the Chicago Bears, ESPN Chicago. And this is Waddle and Sylvie, WMVP, WSHE, HD2, Chicago. A Good Karma Brands radio station.
Barstool Big Cat. Host of Pardon My Take. And voluminous tweeter at Barstool Big Cat. It's time for his weekly conversation with Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000.
There he is in our State Street studio. He's Barstool Big Cat. It's good to see him. And he's brought to you as always, and he's wearing the hat. The Stella Blue Coffee hat. It looks glorious.
Yeah, good
lid. Stella Blue Coffee. Get yours at StellaBlueCoffee.com. And a portion of the proceeds goes to Paws Chicago. What's up? Looking good.
Hello, boys. This is a weird time right now because I would say it's maybe similar to like right before you get married or before you have kids, or maybe if you know you had a fortune teller tell you the day that you die. We are sitting 1 week away from the rest of our lives changing forever.
Have you had a fortune teller tell you the day that you're going to
die? I wouldn't want to know.
I wouldn't either.
Although it would rock if they told you and they're like 98.
But it would suck if they said next Wednesday.
Yeah.
Right.
Because I got to see Caleb Williams.
Yeah. Because I got to see Caleb Williams.
We're 1 week.
When or how? If you had to know, like this has been an ongoing would you rather. And it has. You have to find out one. You either have to find out when or how.
Mm.
What are you picking?
I think how and hope it's natural causes. Because that would stink if it was like a bus hits you and then you just
then
never
rest
go outside
your life.
Again. You just wait for a bus to fall out of the sky under your house.
It's just a shellfish reaction.
Yeah, right.
It could be one of your kids' toys then that gets thrown across the room and it hits you in the head and then you have a
Yeah, true. So I think you'd have to if you're faced with that, I think you'd have to go with when. But
would you live your life any differently?
If I found out I was going to die in like a year,
what would you do?
Oh, he'd still work and podcast and content forever.
Gotta go to Rough and Rowdy. I've only got 360 days left,
tomorrow,
but I gotta go to Rough and Rowdy.
I'm excited to go to Rough and Rowdy.
Of course.
Well, I mean, I have to take a flight tomorrow. This would be awkward if I die. Hopefully, you guys won't. How will you guys react to that on Monday?
I won't feel like we jinxed you because I don't believe in jinxes. I don't believe in jinxes.
I think you jinxed me.
There's nothing that I could say or do that will have any impact.
You don't believe
on the safety of
your flight. That's crazy.
Why don't you blame Boeing?
Don't
point to the two of us.
Well, because I don't want to blame Boeing because we know what happened to that guy. Boeing's fine by me.
We would say that he did what he loved doing.
Flying to West Virginia
on a private jet.
And this was a labor of love for him. And even though that we had this conversation, content was king with Big Cat.
Yeah.
And he doing what he loves.
And he wouldn't have wanted this conversation other way.
Yeah, you guys
right after his
me.
Just a fabulous rendition of the national anthem.
Yep. I didn't even get to. No, maybe if I die going there, I don't even get the anthem. That would be tragic. If I don't even get one last anthem. I don't even see if the Bulls win tomorrow night.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't even know what I want.
Which, by the way, good news. Woj just tweeting after further evaluation today, reduced swelling around Bulls guard Alex Caruso's left ankle has increased optimism of his chances to play against the Heat in the Friday play-in tournament. Game time decision now, Big Cat.
I'm so torn tomorrow night, and I think that a lot of people agree with me. I know you do. I like the guys on the team I root for because, you know, Kobe White was so good last night. DeMar is maybe the most likable guy in the world. Caruso, like, he's got one leg and he's going to go out there, gut it out. But there's just part of me that's like, all Jerry Reinsdorf wants is two more ticket gates for a team that has no business, you know, they have no serious business like being in these playoffs and competing in these playoffs. So it's like, I don't know what to say. I don't know what to root for. It's a terrible spot to be in as a fan because you want your team to win, but you also know that there's no actual chance they could beat the Celtics, and then you're just letting Jerry be like, oh, we made the playoffs.
And there's a better mathematical chance to win the lottery if you don't make the playoffs
right
than there is to beat the Celtics.
Right. Exactly.
So that's just simple math.
And we already blew through next year's budget with Red Panda yesterday and see red towels on the seats.
Is that what they did? They did Red Panda last time?
Yeah, so we got no budget left. We're going to be under the cap.
It is crazy. I mean, how can you not enjoy watching Coby White do what he did?
It was awesome.
Yeah, I mean, you enjoy it because you're a Bulls fan, but at the same time, you're like, the last thing I want is that front office to be lulled to sleep.
Right.
Thinking
they're
that.
Already.
And well, I'm that's so true, but sick of being in no man's land in the NBA. It is so
they're
going to
constantly going to blame injuries.
Yeah,
and
Derrick Rose, if he doesn't get injured, everything's different.
Yeah, they're still blaming
it pains me to say, to vocalize this, because it's crazy to be in a win and get in game and have these feelings.
Yes.
It makes you feel dirty as a fan,
right?
But it's also it's the reality of how I feel, and I think you feel this way and a lot of people feel this way, where it's like we're just stuck in this just absolute no man's land where nothing is going to change.
C. Red Fred called. I don't know if you're familiar with Red Fred.
Oh,
you know
Red
Fred?
Of course.
He's always optimistic. He's always telling us about the seventh championship.
Punxsutawney Fred.
Yeah, and he's telling us.
Oh, we won the seventh, the Summer League, remember?
Yeah. I wore my Barstool shirt, by the way, a couple nights ago of the play-in almost champions last year.
I got another one for tomorrow if we lose.
Oh, good.
I got another one. It's a banger.
My kids don't understand that shirt. Yeah. They're getting older. They're so confused by that shirt.
I know. But yeah,
they're like, what championship is this? Last year, what championship did we win?
Almost did it.
I'm like, no, this is sarcasm.
Yeah.
So he's selling me on 17 more wins in the postseason this year. I made a bet with him. I said, Fred, I will make you a bet that the Bulls don't win 17 total playoff games by 2027.
Oh.
And dinner for me and my wife, he's putting a $250 limit on it. Or he gets
you don't have to go to dinner with him.
No, not okay, with good. Him. No.
Thank
just
God.
My wife and me. And
if you lose, then you should have to go to dinner with him.
If I lose, he wants to come into the studio and do a podcast.
Okay.
Host a podcast or do a segment or something like that.
Does he know there's a radio show?
What's that?
Does he know there's a radio show?
He doesn't. No.
Okay.
No,
all right.
No.
And so, like,
he thinks we're just sitting around having coffee.
I think this is
going to
be.
Go to the United Center tomorrow night and hit some BP.
This is the easiest bet I'm going to win.
Yeah, you are going to win this.
17 postseason. How many years do you give the Bulls to win 17 total postseason games?
Well, just do the math. That is. I mean, you have to win more than four series.
So that's
right?
3 years.
There.
That's 3 years.
24, 25, 26, 27. 4 years.
So they have to win one series per year or more.
Oh, yeah. No chance.
I mean, no, I don't see that.
And it's just like, and what are we going to win? One game against the Celtics? I don't even know if we would. They're really good.
I mean, everyone. Like, that team's pretty much gifted. The Eastern Conference Championship, aren't they?
It just stinks, man. It stinks. I wish that there was a direction, and there's just no direction. And then we're stuck with this again, where it's like, oh, the play, no, Jimmy Butler's hurt. And then if we lose him, it's like, that's even more pathetic in a weird way. It's just like, how do you lose to Jimmy Butler-less Heat? I mean, the Hawks, I'll say that. The one saving grace is the Hawks are the most unserious franchise of all time. That team, they didn't even think about playing defense. And Trae Young, their best player. The only time I was scared in that game last night was when Trae Young was on the bench. When they made their run.
Would you trade Zach for Trae Young?
No. Heck no.
Well, who are you trading Zach for then?
I don't think there's much of a market for it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So
Zion. I would rather
Zion. Well, you're not getting Zion now.
I would rather
now.
Zion, even though he gets hurt in every big moment, but you saw at least the 40-point game, and you're like, oh, man, this is what it is.
I was pitching Zion last year when no one wanted.
I was with you. I was with you. It's like I'd rather be teased that way, where it's like you have a guy on the roster that's a true game-changing one. Yeah, he can't stay healthy, but okay, like there's at least something, but there's just nothing. And I feel terrible for the guys on the team who try really hard, and they don't give up, and you saw it last night. Like, the Hawks are an organization that gave up, and the Bulls haven't, but man, it's
Zion played 70 games this year.
Yeah, he did.
That's more than I thought he played.
Yeah.
But then he got hurt at the most inopportune time.
Yeah, with 40-point game he was working on. Little hammy.
Soft tissue injuries.
He'd be a perfect White Sox.
Yeah, he would. Yeah, and the Giants.
No, seven. That's like 85% of the games played. There's no chance.
All right, so here's...
He set a team record if he played 85% of the White Sox games.
Here's a question that I was throwing around with some friends the other day. So I think Caleb Williams is going to be great. I think the Bears are on the right path. I think the Cubs are on the right path. They're playing well. Like, there's probably another big thing that we got to do in the offseason, you know, the final touches to it. Connor Bedard, another pick coming for the Blackhawks. If those three franchises start playing well and getting into the playoffs deep, do you think there will at least be some embarrassment and pressure on Jerry to be like, I'm the only one? Because you got 2 out of 5 and they both stink.
There was 300 people in his baseball stadium yesterday for a doubleheader.
I know, but I'm just trying to workshop.
If that doesn't embarrass you.
I know, I'm workshopping what can be. Hey, like if all three teams win a title and he still has two of these garbage teams, like would he at least
Big Cat,
feel a little bit?
He had 20,000 people in his building rocking yesterday.
I know.
He's not embarrassed
Smiling
by that.
Smiling ear to ear. Red Panda.
Wait, with a cigar.
I love Red Panda. She doesn't deserve a straight shot. But I don't know. I this is where I'm
she's
at.
She's got a little shrapnel.
Yeah, I love her. I do. I do love her. People are saying she's washed. She's not washed.
How much do you think it costs to have her out there?
I think it's
every
like
game.
15K.
Really?
Halftime, yeah.
I'm going to learn how to ride a unicycle.
You could do that. I'll make you a Sea Red Fred bet. You could not. I'll give you till 2047. You wouldn't be able to do that.
Oh. To ride a unicycle?
And throw the ball. And throw the bowls?
How many bowls?
She does like 10 bowls.
Well, you know how you'd get so hurt.
Yeah.
Do you think Waddle could take do one any of the things that she does isolated?
No. No, riding a unicycle is impossible. I've tried. It's impossible.
Diminishing returns, too, because he's aging. It's not like the extra years will help him.
Yeah.
If he's going to learn,
you
got to do it like the next month or you have no chance.
If I learn how to ride a unicycle?
That I would pay.
I'll pay for dinner for you and see Red Fred.
I'm not going to dinner with him.
No, what you do.
I mean, I like him, but I'm not spending dinner time with him.
Like, you would have to really ride it. I'm not saying, like, you have to stay on it for 10 seconds.
Yeah.
You would have to really be a rider.
How far do I have to go?
Well, like, you'd have to master. You'd have
to work.
How much time do you give me to learn how to ride it? Do I get a calendar year?
Sure.
Yes.
Okay, calendar year?
And you don't have to do
tricks. I got to get healthy because I'm hurt right now.
You're not going to try until, like, what's today's date? April. We're going to be sitting here April 17th next year. You're going to be like, all right, got to get on the
You got to give me more than dinner.
If Waddle Masters riding the unicycle, I will pitch in.
Okay, what are you pitching in?
Like, this would
I'll
be great.
I'll buy you a unicycle.
I don't want a unicycle. I'm going to rent one.
Well, you will want one once you learn how to ride it.
You can't just rent
a unicycle of your choice. Weapon here. Okay, but I don't want the unicycle. I know. I want a prize.
The nicest one you
I
got.
Want a prize.
No, you would bring it to now the show. Our different show events, and that would be a thing that you would show everyone.
You got to give me something more than dinner.
Well, what do you want?
I don't know yet.
Come to Rough and Rowdy with me
on the private jet.
Yeah,
can it's you guarantee so that the flight's going to be smooth
it's
and get there
so
safe?
Much, yes,
there and
it
back.
Is so much fun.
You go PJ on
yeah.
me.
Wow. Yeah. It's a West Virginia.
Who are you talking to?
I didn't
Who
know
are you
that,
talking
though?
To?
For work.
For work.
It's for work.
Come on, I want a better prize than dinner.
Rough and Rowdy. That's a good prize. You know what? I'll give you a key card to my office, and you can just hit the golf simulator whenever you want.
I have one in my house.
You have a golf simulator?
Yeah.
You didn't know that?
I didn't know that. He just moved.
Yeah.
Oh. How nice is it? How often are you playing? Is that why you're injured?
No, I injured myself, too.
Picking up a box.
Yeah. Oh, that will get you.
That's why he's not going to master the unicycle.
You didn't bend your knees?
I did bend my knees. I just did too much.
He's not riding a unicycle.
You're giving me a year.
Was the box the golf simulator equipment?
No, it wasn't. No.
Here's what's going to happen.
I'm on the mend, though.
Okay.
Once he masters the unicycle, he's going to want to start doing tricks. Soon he's going to start hitting the golf ball from the unicycle.
I'll pay for your medical bills. When you get hurt on your
unicycle. I want something.
All right. You figure out whatever you want. A Rough and Rowdy trip's a good trip.
Okay.
That's a good trip.
Susie's got something on Red Panda. Susie, you're on with Barstool Big Cat. Say hello.
Oh, hi. I've never talked to him. This is great. So I got to tell you, I agree with you. She's kind of washed up.
All right.
Sorry,
hang up on her. Hang up on her. See Susie.
No.
Say
listen,
Susie.
Listen. Stop. I saw her at a DePaul Marquette game this year at Wintrust Arena, and I was with a bunch of people. We were dying because she couldn't complete it. Like, at the end, she couldn't get all the plates up. And She kept trying.
Connor.
And oh god! And by the
Susie
way,
or Red Panda?
Susie.
Oh. Wait. We looked it up. She makes $5,000 an appearance.
That's not enough.
That's not enough
for the public humiliation that she feels.
Susie, you just ruined everything.
What does she do when she doesn't succeed with her presentation?
She just keeps going. She keeps trucking.
Like, yeah. Okay.
Like cashes a check for $5,000.
No, I know that. On. But is like a
nonstop,
you know,
motor.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, she's everywhere. That actually is sadder that was the big, like. Oh, the playoff game, $5,000.
Who's top of the halftime pyramid?
Quick Change?
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. Her or Quick Change?
Who's Quick Change?
You don't know Quick Change?
No.
Wait, Quick Change, I think Quick Change and Mrs. Quick Change might not be together.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wait, what's Quick Change? I see the guy that makes a change at halftime.
They would like just.
They just quick change.
Yeah.
What do you want? What do you mean? How can we explain it better than quick change?
Well, where's the entertainment there? Hey, I'm wearing a t-shirt. I'm wearing a golf shirt.
What
hey.
Part of quick change you're not understanding? The quick or the change?
Both.
Okay.
They go into like a little phone booth thing, and the next thing they pull it down, and boom, they're in a different.
Yeah, it's that guy. It's the guy who does the what is he? He does the ladders. Is it ladders or is it tables that he puts on himself? What? And then there's the little dog guy.
Yeah, what, the frisbee dog guy?
Yeah. Yeah, there's some great ones. We actually had my coworker, Roan, is super talented. He went and shadowed a bunch of them for a video series a couple years ago.
I love it.
Yeah. What was his favorite?
I think it was Quick Change.
Quick Change?
Yeah,
Quick
I'm old school.
What would happen to Quick Change and Mrs. Quick Change?
Oh, Jesse White Tumblers
still get it done for me. I know they do that stuff. Like, they have their own tumbling crew now. The Bulls do, I believe. But, like, when Jesse White Tumblers used to do the halftime show, nothing would get that United Center and Chicago Stadium crowd going like that.
Do you find it to be more entertaining in a halftime show when things go perfect or things don't go so perfect?
I like it when they have, like, the little kids come out. And they play basketball or like hockey, and then you can like root against them.
You're rooting against them.
Not root against them, but like
you want to see them mess
funny
up.
Things happen. Yeah.
What about like a mascot football game? Do you like that? Like a mascot basketball game
against the little kids? Mascots.
I was in
football.
One of those. I was
as
in
a kid
one of those.
Or as an
no,
adult.
As an adult with the Vikings played the Bears.
There's been some of this where the mascots just call off on the kids.
I was when the Vikings played the Bears, it was like, I don't know, maybe week 16, 17, to when they were still in the outdoor stadium, like 2014,
I was
there.
Those little kids' asses.
Yeah, I was on the field for that.
That's not cool.
No, it is cool. It's fun.
No, you can't hurt these kids.
Can I play you some sound here?
Yeah.
I'm sure you've reacted to this already.
Oh,
The Greg Doyle stuff?
The most cringeworthy thing I've ever heard in my life.
All right, so Greg Doyle is a longtime columnist. He used to be a national columnist. Now he writes locally in Indy.
He's at the Indy Star, right?
Indy Star.
Yes.
So he was covering the Caitlin Clark introductory press conference yesterday. He has a question, and at the beginning of his question, you'll hear him say that he's got something for her, showing her something, and he's doing the heart sign with his fingers. He's showing her the heart, and so you'll hear the pause, and then she reacts to him giving her the heart, and then it gets so creepy and weird. Take a listen to this. This is Greg Doyle and Caitlin Clark.
Hi. Caitlin, Greg Doyle, Indy Star. Real quick, let me do this.
You like that?
I like that you're here. That you're here.
I do that at my family after every game, so.
Okay, well, let's start doing it to me, and we'll get along just fine.
So cringeworthy. And he had another one, too, that would have been just as cringeworthy if it wasn't for this one, where he asked the Indiana Fever coach, you get the keys to that. What are you going to do with it? Talking about Caitlin Clark.
You
get the keys to that. Oh, so terrible. And Greg Doyle is one of those guys who's he's an internet scold. So he's one of those guys who judges everyone else.
He's grabbing the high moral ground.
Let him get dunked on. Let him get dunked on. That was so, so cringeworthy. And he wrote a column about it, which wasn't even better, where he's like, I always talk to like guys like this. Like, that's not cool to talk to anyone like that.
It wasn't. It was a half-ass apology.
Yeah.
He said, I'm sorry at the end. And like for here's a good example, Waddle, of like a type of column that Greg Doyle has done recently. He went to a Valley game when Indiana State this year was really good. Right. They were a really good team.
Ranked, right?
Yeah, when they were ranked. And Bradley's coach, I forget what his name is, but he's a longtime coach at Bradley.
Mm-hmm.
He's a little bit of a yeller. He wrote a whole column scolding the Bradley coach.
He did that about Danny Hurley for the national championship game. He wrote an entire column being like, at least Purdue has class. What?
He did that too?
The guy who just won back-to-back national titles, you're talking about class?
He goes, I can't believe how much this Bradley guy berates his players.
Yeah. Man, has no mirror in his house.
This guy's won like a bunch of games at Bradley, the coach.
Yeah.
And like that was his big takeaway. So, yes, he's not a guy who's like a lovey-dovey guy. He rips everybody.
Yeah, he's not a guy who can like, you know.
How's he handling the response to?
Not well.
No, so he's being very defensive.
He wrote that column. He said that he was
blocking people on social media.
I went through confusion, denial, and then I talked to a woman, and she told me I was wrong. Like, Jesus Christ!
I could talk to my dog. Would have told you that you were wrong.
Anyone would have told you were wrong for that. Weirdo. Ugh.
Annie Constable, who worked for us, she was an intern back in the day. She's covered the Sky for a while. Great writer in this town. She said, she brought up a great point. Like, man or woman, like, man, if he went up to Wembanyama at Wemby's press conference and said the exact same thing to, what would Wembanyama do?
I know. And that's why he thinks it's like a man-female thing. And I get it, there are undertones to that, but it's just really just like, you're a weirdo.
You're
a weird dude.
Like, if someone did that to Caleb Williams?
Yeah. I might do that to Caleb Williams. Let me just... I actually would.
You are in love, aren't you? You're in love, aren't you?
I would. Yeah. I'm going to stop you right there.
And then did you hear this? I don't know if either of you guys heard this. This was another good time. Do you know who Pete Fairbanks is?
No, it sounds familiar, though.
Sounds like a game show host, doesn't it?
Yeah. I'm Pete Fairbanks.
I'm Pete, or a weather guy, right? Yeah. Pete Fairbanks with your local weather?
Yeah.
Pete Fairbanks, I guess, is a pitcher
It'd be Pete Snowbanks if he's a weather guy.
Mellor, did you know Pete Fairbanks before last night?
Yes.
So is he a good pitcher?
Yeah, he's the Rays closer.
So he's their closer. He's on the Rays. I guess he wasn't so good yesterday. And this was him in the clubhouse yesterday being interviewed about not being so good.
Was it just a matter of command, location, selection, anything specific? No, I thought it generally sucked. I didn't think it was a specific suck. I thought it was like an all-encompassing type of suck. So, you know, we're going to try and rectify that. But for right now, I'm going to be pretty pissed about it.
Hey, where do you kind of go from here? Is it looking at tape? Is it going through mechanics? Where do you kind of go from here?
You tell me. I've tried that. If you got an answer, I'd love to hear. Just, you know, not going to let it beat me up for... You know, maybe give it till 10. It's 9:44 right now. We'll give it 16 minutes of salt, and then we'll, you know, get back on the bump and figure it out.
How great is that?
Oh, that's incredible.
Isn't that? I knew you would love that.
That's so good. Sylvie, I know I got to run in a minute. I think you deliberately, like, held off the uncomfortable conversation we have to have. So should we just do it right now?
Yeah, let's do it.
Kyle Hendricks is washed.
I got more sound for you. This is Richard Jefferson at the game.
We have to yesterday. Can you
give him the ball one more time for the Marlins game? Let him pitch against the Marlins.
I told Sylvie, we were texting about it the other night when he was pitching. I was like, listen, if you want to wait till Steele comes back, that's fine. But when Steele comes back, you can't have him be in the rotation. And I love Kyle Hendricks. He's one of my favorite Cubs ever. Let him go out with dignity. Let him figure it, you know, do a fake injury. Let him figure it out. Maybe bullpen if he can be good in the bullpen. I don't know. But it's just...
He's not a bullpen guy.
You can't.
Yeah,
Sylvie,
he can't pitch in the bullpen. You have no appreciation for Game 6 winning the pennant against the Dodgers.
You know what he's got? He's got a short memory is what this guy's
like
got.
It's April 17th, 18th.
All right, so fine.
You just work through his problems.
If you think I got
a
short memory... How long are we going to go?
Just
do you
after
remember
the Marlins
game
7
how
against
long are we going to go? Just answer
Indians?
That question.
The Marlins game. You give him one start
more?
Against, yeah.
All right.
Maybe turns it around
I'm
against that minor league team from Florida.
How long are we going to go, Sylvie?
Like, if this was Patrick Sharp, you would have, like, let him
go,
play
Sylvie?
Forever.
How long are we going to go, Sylvie? You won't answer the question. Have people been calling in telling him that this
I'm in the minority. But, no, you know, truthfully, I wouldn't let him start again.
Yeah.
I would put him on the injured list.
I hope he figures it out. There'd be nothing better than he figures something out And we're talking in July, and he's pitching great. But right now,
yeah, and
he's
lost,
and it's sad to watch. It's the second. It's like when Arrieta came back.
I'm playing around with you because what he did in 2016-17 should not dictate what you do in 2024. I'm not in team DFA is all I'm saying.
No, I agree.
You got to try. There's too much season left to see if you can get him right.
Someone might get injured.
He had a shoulder injury last year where he had surgery. So fine. Put him on for 15 days, which you have to do for pitchers. Try to see on these side sessions if you can figure something out.
Yep.
He understands he sucks.
I'm in for that.
You can take Ben Brown out of the rotation now,
right?
For hopes of Kyle Hendricks getting another start.
Maybe he can go on a short steroid cycle and give him a month to run through. He's throwing 98.
He's one of my favorite Cubs. Like, he's just everything. I mean, he's the last guy from the World Series teams.
I love the guy.
I remember when he like started, you know, came up and it was like, oh, this guy, like, he's different. You know, he's not throwing 100 miles an hour.
He's the professor.
He's crafty. He's the professor.
Right.
But it's just...
It's one of our favorite interviews.
It's tough to watch.
He's a great guy.
It's tough to watch. I want him to succeed. I don't want to keep trotting him out and watching him get shelled.
Look, you fired David Ross, who is a World Series hero for Craig Counsell. You traded Chris Bryant. You traded Javi Baez. You traded Anthony Rizzo. Like, there should be nothing left in the, hey, look at what he did for me.
Yeah.
If this is what's best for your organization, you have to do what's best for your organization.
It stinks.
Any other heroes you want to run out of town before you leave? Anybody else?
I'll think of it.
Yeah. He gave up 7 earned runs last time.
That was a hard game to watch.
It's the home runs. Yeah. Like, he historically doesn't give up home runs like that. He's given up. How many home runs has he given up?
I said to the boys before, with a good bullpen, that would be hard enough to deal with because he would be taxing your bullpen. The Cubs' bullpen right now isn't good enough to begin with.
Right.
So you're taxing a bad bullpen.
Right.
That's a recipe for disaster.
And, the Cubs are, I think they're going to be competing for the whole season, for the whole summer. Like, they've been on the road, which feels like forever. They're finally back home. Like, they've had a couple of weird, tough losses. That one on... whatever it was, Tuesday night was horrendous. Ugh. But you can't give up. Like, how many of these games are we going to be like, oh, we wish we had this one back?
Well, they lost the postseason by, a game or two last year?
Right. So it's like, as much as it doesn't matter, it does matter because we're going to be sitting here in September. I don't think the Cubs are good enough to run away with anything. You know it's going to be a fight, and I want to see them be in the playoffs.
Are you going to give us now who you want at 9, or do you want to save that for next week?
We can save for next week, although I'm really thinking trade. I'm really
back
thinking
or forward.
Back, not forward. Ooh. We need more picks.
Mm.
We only have 4 picks.
But what if like Odunze's on the board? You still want to go back?
Yeah, because I would like to take I wouldn't hate going back and getting a tackle and a wide receiver. Because I think there's a ton of wide receivers in that second round that are gonna be really good.
That Poles can identify though?
Yes.
Do you think they can identify?
Maybe Phil Emery can help him out. That guy could find a wide receiver.
He could. You're right
that
about that.
That guy could find a wide receiver. Let's get him on.
Is he still employed?
Is he in Atlanta?
Roller coaster. I don't know, but we got to get him just to call in for the wide receivers.
He got Alshon.
Obviously, if Odunze's there, you kind of have to do it. But I hate that we only have 4 picks. I hate that. I wish we had a second
round. Yeah, but you got more than that. You used one of them on Keenan Allen, so don't look at it that way. Look at it. You got 4 picks and Keenan Allen and Montez Sweat and Rome Odunze and Caleb Williams. It's been a good draft.
Phil announced his retirement a year ago.
Oh, congrats.
So he's available to consult.
Just give us a wide receiver, Phil. Nothing else. We don't want anything else. Don't talk about any other position. Just tell us who the wide receiver is.
Rome Odunze at 9.
Mm-hmm.
He'll be there?
If he is, I think you got to sprint.
This is a 5. The Bears are picking 5 because 4 quarterbacks are going to go 1 through 4. So then the draft starts after you've got your quarterback.
Are we sure
you've got
4 the 5th pick?
I think so. Before the Bears pick.
That would be great for us because then if you're the Bears.
No, I know. I'm wondering if maybe the J.J. McCarthy. I mean, it seems like it's real, but someone will dive up there.
Someone
will dive up. All right, so then Odunze. I mean, it would be a great, great pick, and it would get me very excited, and it would just further setup of Caleb Williams. But I wouldn't hate if we have a stud you know, offensive linemen there. If it's quarterbacks and wide receivers get the run on them in the first, you know, seven picks, if Joe Alt's there, trade up to
take
eight,
I'd be
fine.
Yeah.
By the way, we have Cubs news. The Cubs game has been called for tonight.
Oh.
It's been postponed. They are playing a split doubleheader. It looks like on Saturday.
Oh. This is
120 and 640 on Saturday.
This is nice. I'm gonna go to sleep at like 8 o'clock tonight.
Are we expecting really bad weather tonight?
There's nothing on TV tonight. There's NHL games that no one's playing.
Final game of the season for the Blackhawks.
There's NHL games that no one's playing. There's one other baseball game, I believe, and that's it. So I'm going to bed. I'm going to bed early.
This is reruns of Sopranos. I'm into season 4, like episode 6 at this point.
Last question. If the Bulls win Friday, the schedule is Sunday, I think at noon is the first game. Is it a bad? I've already promised my son I'm going to take him to Wrigley on Sunday. Is that bad?
No.
Okay. Just watch it on my phone.
Yeah. You're worried about missing Bulls game 1 against the Celtics for spending dad time with your son at Wrigley Field?
Good point.
With a good team?
Yeah, with the good team. I'll watch it on my phone. And also, I'll probably actually be home for the fourth quarter because my son will be two innings
in. And you're
a
DraftKings guy, aren't you? Will they let him in the DraftKings Sportsbook?
Probably not.
But maybe for you.
I'd say no.
Maybe for you.
I'd say definitely no.
He looks old for his age.
Yeah. Definitely no. Maybe I'd wear a big trench coat and put him underneath it.
But you're a big cat.
Yeah, I don't. I think that's a no. Yeah.
All right, big cat.
All right.
See you the best. See you, buddy.
Next week, we might have to do Thursday. We'll figure it out because I have to go to Detroit on Wednesday.
No, you will give us a live report from Detroit?
I'll be there for two hours.
From it's the draft scene? Okay. We'll take it.
Yeah. I'll give you the whole report.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Barstool Big Cat brought to you by Stella Blue Coffee. Check them out today. Coming up next, Waddle's World, and then we'll have some... and then Waddle learns how to ride a unicycle. It's Waddle and Sylvie.
Golf season is back, and Flossmoor Golf Club, home to historic champions, looks to crown another as they are hosting the 75th Illinois Open this year. Founded in 1899, it still remains a jewel to play with its incredible greens and immaculate conditions. Flossmoor is conveniently located south of Chicago and close to the Indiana border. Memberships are close to being sold out, so visit flossmoorgolfclub.com to apply. Don't miss out. That's flossmoorgolfclub.com.
This is Waddle's World.
And in Chicago, Tom Waddle. He can't run, he's not fast, but he gets open.
Bears legend.
Amazing.
9 career TDs in the NFL.
He caught everything that was thrown and took every hit that they could give him.
Tom Waddle.
Let's get weird. Let's get weird.
Welcome to Waddle's World. Come inside.
Let's get weird. Let's get weird. Weird. Get weird. Weird. Get weird. 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 Weird.
Let's get weird.
What would you like? Would you like some football news, some baseball news, or some nonsense?
Well, if you have football news.
A little
news,
bit of everything.
Yeah, we've hit some baseball. We've not hit a lot of football.
It's really not really fun football news. I figured.
Is it news?
It's based also on another story that since we were not on the air yesterday, we really haven't even talked about. But it's a gambling story. The NFL's reinstated 5 players from their gambling suspensions, guys that you really wouldn't know who they were. A Commanders defensive end, Shaka Tony, and 4 others, Rashad Berry, defensive end, wide receiver Quintez Cephas, who I believe was came from Wisconsin, right? Was he a Wisconsin kid?
Receiver, yeah.
Yeah, safety C.J. Moore, defensive end Demetrius Taylor. But we have not had the conversation yet about the NBA banning Raptors center Jontae Porter for gambling violations. And that story we talked about when it first came to light and there were suspicions and this was something the NBA was investigating. We were like, wow, this is crazy. And just the details are unbelievable.
So do I have this right that the fix was in with him where he would people would never bet on his totals.
Right. The NBA launched an investigation late March after sportsbooks noticed irregular betting on the over-under on the reserve center's statistics in two Raptors games.
Like his points, rebounds, and everything else. And then he, in those games, when the high bets came in, would leave the game.
Yes.
The first game it happened, he left the game like because he got poked in the eye or something like that.
Yes.
Yep. Injury.
And an injury. And so he left the game so the under hit.
Like 3 minutes in.
Yes. And so fine, and probably no one wouldn't have looked into it. And then he did it again. And where all of a sudden an irregularly high amount happened again on his totals. A guy who plays 3 minutes a game happened, and sure enough, he tapped out of a game again.
They also found out that he placed at least 13 bets on NBA games using an associate's online betting account. Bets ranged from $15 to $22,000. They totaled $54,094, according to the league.
I think most people have said this, that he's, and I heard, I think Hoodie said it, and some other people I've heard refer to him as this, as the dumbest man on the planet.
Yeah, I mean, he's in the team photo. I mean, there's plenty. Like, dumbest person on the planet. Like,
threw it all away.
Yeah. I have a story here about a woman calling the police over a bad batch of meth. Like, she's in the team photo,
yeah,
too.
Right, but you could have a big photo.
Yo, it's a giant photo.
It's got to be panoramic.
But he's in there, Jonte Porter, along with this Indiana woman who's facing a narcotics charge after she called 911 to report purchasing an inferior batch of meth, said she wanted to file charges against her drug dealer. We see this quite a bit these days. This happened in Indiana. Sarah Harris is the person. Twice made open line calls to the police, which prompted an officer to visit her residence to ensure that everyone was okay. During a conversation with the police, Captain Harris declared that her meth was not what it was supposed to be.
Not what it's
So when you say, like, don't you think, like, different topic, she's equally...
This is someone
dumb.
On meth, though. Like, it's also someone who's influenced by meth.
True, but
like,
I don't know.
This is an NBA player
I'm
who's
not sure.
got it good.
He may be also... I have no idea what other issues he may have. His actions may be inspired by other things, too.
Well, there are reports. It sounds like he had a gambling addiction, because there are reports that he wagered over $1 million with, I think it was FanDuel.
Yeah, he was a VIP member.
Prior to
them finding out that he was betting
NBA games. Because he wasn't making any, these weren't NBA related bets. So he clearly has an addiction.
But then on himself, to he threw, that's why he's out for life.
Correct.
Because these are...
When they say he's been banned, they haven't said for life yet, but that would be the assumption.
I thought he's out for life.
I don't believe they've said that just yet.
I
thought they said banned in the press release, but I don't think they're putting... And I saw Paul Papps from the DP show point this out. They may not be putting for life in the print right now in case there's a big time... Like, let's say, and I'm just throwing out a random name here, but let's say Giannis got tied up in a gambling scandal.
Let's just say Shohei. Someone of Shohei's.
Yeah. Right. Like if it was someone important.
You could get out of it in a way.
He fixed bets on himself.
Yes. In his sport. Yeah, it's crazy. It's not good. You made a Red Lobster mention earlier today on Unhinged.
Check that out on the ESPN Chicago app.
I want to let you know that Red Lobster is eyeing bankruptcy after $11 million in losses from their endless shrimp campaign.
Now, is this a good bankruptcy or a bad bankruptcy?
I would think that this is going to allow them to continue to be in business.
So good bankruptcy?
Yeah. Red Lobster is in hot financial waters attempting to stay afloat by eyeing Chapter 11 bankruptcy to restructure their debt after an endless shrimp promotion sank their ship, so to speak. Yeah, you know what? The endless shrimp. It's like the be careful when you say the buffet all you can eat for $9. Like... I know people going in their house that thing, knock you out of business.
To curb your enthusiasm, had a little bit on that, where Leon kept going back for seconds.
Last year, Red Lobster reported $11 million in operating losses due to its ultimate endless shrimp deal, which backfired when it reeled in too many customers after the limited time promotion became a permanent menu fixture last June.
What should the limit be on, like, endless shrimp?
Well, yes. Don't say on
endless
shrimp.
What can you say?
A lot of shrimp. You can't say endless. That's false advertising.
A batch of shrimp? What can you call it? And then
whole lot of shrimp.
A whole lot of shrimp. And how many shrimp can you have?
That's a whole lot of shrimp.
What are you cutting it off?
A lot.
No. I'm saying if you're the manager, how many, like, and I come in, where are you cutting me
crazy?
Off?
Are you getting crazy eating your shrimp?
Yeah, I'm keep eating. How many? You say that's enough. I've had 50. Is that too much?
Oh, wow. 50. Yeah, it's probably you. Yeah. That's a whole lot of shrimp. 50 is a whole lot of shrimp. Yeah, I mean, listen, don't underestimate the gluttony of an American eater.
Yeah, I could eat 50 shrimp.
I bet you could. I don't think that 50 is sinking their battleship, though. I think somebody went in there.
50 by a lot of people.
Yeah.
I can't eat 50 fried shrimp. I could eat like 50
endless shrimp. Can you imagine? Shrimp. You just go in with your buddies every day.
Oh.
You wouldn't have to buy groceries. You just go into Red Lobster and eat endless shrimp till you can't eat anymore. You get some of them. You go into Olive Garden and get some breadsticks.
Red Lobster for the seafood lover in you.
Yeah. Do you know I don't think I've ever been to Red Lobster?
Well, you're missing out.
I know.
That warm, I the warm butter, that's where I found the warm butter and the crab. I told you when I first, the first time I went to a Red Lobster, I'm
they
like,
gave you the warm butter? You'd never had warm butter before? Have you ever had warm butter on something?
No, not before I went to a Red Lobster.
Warm butter on popcorn?
I think they maybe put it on for me.
Warm butter on your steak?
No, like they actually gave you the little thing of butter and you dip it in.
You dip.
And I'm like, what is this place, Red Lobster?
What is this golden magical sauce? It tastes so delicious. It's almost like butter.
It was just everything.
Was it the endless shrimp?
It was everything. I couldn't believe that they had a palace like this.
They changed it to a whole lot of shrimp.
Because we talked about it in Unhinged. What in that market of like the Olive Garden
is the
style
best.
Restaurant is the best, and I interrupted Waddle. I go, Red Lobster.
Yeah,
it's not
you did.
Even close.
You just barked out Red Lobster. We should go. You know, they had a team lunch.
Oh, twist my arm.
Do you guys want to go to Red Lobster one of these days? Like when we have a slow... What do you mean, Mallor? What do you mean, old sour puss back there? You don't want to go?
What's wrong with Red Lobster?
I've actually never been either.
Well, let's go try
you have
it.
To.
Let's go try.
I'm going to pull a Carm here. I think I'm... I'm going to be a little bit of a...
You don't
yeah.
even what, you know part why fish? You wouldn't like it.
Yeah, I'm...
Yeah, what are you, part fish? Tyler asks, are you part fish?
Tyler,
are
you have you been to a Red Lobster?
I don't think I've ever been to Red Lobster. All
right, let's go. Let's go. Team road trip.
Yeah.
Team field trip.
We'll
better
one up
hurry
them.
Before they close.
Shut no, down. They're just re... They're,
no, no,
they're
they're just reorganizing some stuff.
How often does that actually work out? The old... Chapter 11.
It does work out a lot of times. It's their way to just dump their debt on somebody and say, oh, my bad, so sorry. All right, when we come back, I want you to... I got a cell phone story, a power ranking story.
Sean says he got banned
from the Endless Buffet Chinese restaurant.
Yes, we got to take his
call. We'll take his call, too. And then a story about a fractured penis. That's next.
Oh, geez.
Listen to us now, live on the ESPN Chicago app. Listen to the show in HD at 100.3 HD2 FM. Listen now on ESPN 1000. This is Waddle and Sylvie, ESPN Chicago. Chicago's home for sports.
But you spent the last 5 minutes with Mallor completely refusing to go to the Olive Garden. To Red Lobster.
Shame on him.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know who was more...
snobbish.
More snobbish. Was it Carm with the Olive Garden or Mallor with Red Lobster?
I think it's Mallor.
I do too. I agree. We're going I'll buy. We're going to go. Team field trip. Take a guess. How many times does the average American check their phone in a day?
Oh, geez. It's over 100. I'll go 148.
That seems low. I almost... My first thought was like, I bet she goes close to 1,000. Like, I
that's
guess
a little excessive.
Define check
shams,
though. Define check though. I mean, like, I feel like just glancing at your phone is like, a check, isn't it?
Yeah, like
is it every glance or is it like every time you unlock it?
Yeah, or do you have to tap it? happen to see the screen.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes. You have to engage it.
You have to engage it. Okay, 144 times a day.
Oh, still.
The average American.
What did I say, 148?
You said 148.
Yeah. My guess is you're significantly higher than that.
Probably.
Yeah.
For me, I'm probably higher. I bet you my wife is way higher than that. You know what? I would say she's probably lower than that because I think she's constantly engaged with it.
I think you can check on your phone.
How many times do you activate it?
It gives you the time.
Like you get the screen time. But I think it gives you like pickups on there too.
Really?
Let me look.
Okay, we don't have time for much here. Do you want power rankings in Major League Baseball or a penis story?
Well, what do you think?
Penis stories.
I got a power ranking and a penis story. I've got break the tie, Tyler.
You said this is a
penis story's good.
Okay, yeah, here we go. Broken penis, right?
An unfortunate soul had to undergo emergency surgery after fracturing his penis in two places while sleeping.
Mm.
The unnamed 27-year-old patient had reportedly rolled over onto his erect penis while sleeping, shockingly resulting in an audible snapping sound and subsequent intense pain. Well as flaccidity and swelling.
First of all, was someone in bed with him? How do they know that
penis
there was a snapping sound?
Penis fractures, though rare, demand urgent surgical attention due to their potentially severe consequences, a study has said. Despite the alarming symptoms, the patient waited a whopping 36 hours before going to the hospital.
Well, that's the worst part of it. There's many bad parts about this. You waited 36 hours after you broke your penis?
While the penis is technically boneless, the word fracture is used to describe a tear in the tissue that allows the penis to become enlarged.
That's terrible.
You asked for it.
No, I'm not blaming you. It's a terrible story.
Never wanted to go with power rankings.
And now we'll never know where the LA Dodgers rank.
Cubs are probably ninth now. Ninth
Seven.
Or eighth. Seven.
Yeah, so you got both stories. Yeah, both stories.
Were the Sox 30th now?
Yes.
Yeah, they're last.
Yes, dead last. Seventh and dead last.
All right, before we talk to Jesse, do you want to take Sean and Mokina on the other side?
Absolutely, yeah.
Sean and Mokina says, and we'll take him right before Jesse on the other side here, that he got banned from a Chinese restaurant for abusing their all-you-can-eat buffet. So we'll take his call. I think that's very similar to the Curb Your Enthusiasm recently. Then we'll talk to Jesse. The game at Wrigley tonight has been postponed. They're going to play a doubleheader on Saturday. But a lot to talk about with Jesse, about the Cubs, about the White Sox, Chicago baseball. If you want to react to last night's Bulls game, 332-3776. Some Bears draft trivia coming your way in a half hour from now. Your chance to win tickets to that sold-out draft party at Soldier Field. It's all coming up next.